lay her offering on the altar.
Or she what down?
Knelt down.
And if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, you say
you stomped it.
And if you saw a friend walking someplace and you had your car, you'd say, can I what you home?
Ride with it home with you or something.
Or you're offering them, you'd say, can
would
I?
Would you like to, can I give you a ride?
Okay, or can I what you home?
Can I take you home?
Do you ever say carry you home?
I would probably say I carried him home.
Okay.
If I were telling somebody that somebody, you know, that I'd dropped them off at their house, I said, well, I carried him home at 4 o'clock or something. Yeah, probably would.
And to get something to come towards you, you take hold of it and...
Come, pull it.
Okay, and the other way would be...
Push.
And if you had a sack of groceries and didn't have your car, you'd say you picked it up and...
Toted it home.
Okay. How do you use the word tote?
Anytime you're carrying anything, I tote the baby, I tote the groceries, or I tote the wood.
Does it have to be something you have your arms around?
Usually, I think so. Something that would be carried in your arm would be what we would consider toting anything. It would be, you know, you would have the full weight of it.
Mm-hmm. And you tell a child, now that stove is very hot, so...
Don't touch it.
And if you're about to punish your child, he might ask you not to punish him, just give me one more
chance.
And someone who's always smiling, always sees the funny side of things.
He's got a good disposition.
Or a good sense of...
Of humor.
And you say, well, we've got termites now, but I'm sure the exterminating company will get...
Wait a minute. We have termites, but I'm sure the exterminating company will kill them, or...
Or will get... What of them?
We'll get rid of them.
Do you ever say get shed of them?
Now, shed is used, you know, in that sense quite a bit.
Would you ever use it that way?
I hope I wouldn't. I'm trying to remember not to, but it is something I'd get shed of that thing. If it was something that you didn't need to have,
yeah.
or something, get shed of that thing before you get in trouble with it. Okay. That sort of, yeah, you might you'll hear that used just real, real often, huh?
And say if we were planning to meet somewhere, you'd say, well, there's no need to hurry. If I get there first,
I'll wait for you.
And a game that children play when one child will be it and the others will hide.
Hide and seek.
And the tree you can touch and be safe.
Is a home base.
And in football, you run toward the...
Goal line.
And... Say a child left her pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there. She'd say, I bet somebody...
Somebody stole it.
And if a child's learned something new and you want to know where she learned it, you'd ask her who.
Who taught you that?
And a child that's always running and telling on other children.
That'll tell you.
Would you use that word about a grown person?
Sometimes.
What would it mean?
Maybe not... Not you probably wouldn't say tattletale like kids use it, but you'd say, well, she's just a real tattler. She tells everything she knows, whether she realizes a lot of times it's not truth, but she's yapping, just tattling all the time.
Would you ever call someone like that a pimp?
Yes, you would think a pimp in the sense that it's used here means more a person that knows something that's happening out here that's running to the boss with it or to somebody in authority. That's usually more the way the word pimp is used.
More like an informer or something?
Yeah, uh-huh. That way more than tattletale. Usually a tattletale or tattler or something is a person that's carrying just general information to anybody that'll listen of a derogatory.
Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to brighten up your room for a party and you have a lot of things growing out in your yard, you'd go out and...
Cut the flowers or cut this.
Or if you didn't say you cut the flowers, you'd say you went out and...
Let's see. If I said I didn't cut the flowers?
Well, I mean, if you didn't use the word cut, you'd say you went out and...